All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad you are here on this day and pray you find a little bit of inspiration. I want to share a thought and a word for you from On Living Well by Eugene Peterson, one of the great writers who inspires me to think deeply and to live freshly into this life of faith. And the title of this is Saints, Not Cogwheels. Saints, not cogwheels. You see, for a long time, all Christians called each other saints. They were all saints regardless of how well or badly they lived, of how experienced or inexperienced they were. The word saint did not refer to the quality or virtue of their acts, but rather to the kind of life to which they had been chosen, life on a battlefield. It was not a title given after a spectacular performance. It was a mark of whose side they were on. Now, saint means being set apart for God's side. That word means that a human is not a cogwheel. It means that a person is not the keyboard of a piano on which circumstances play hit tunes or parade music. It means we are chosen out of the stream of circumstantiality for something important that God is doing. And folks, God is doing some important stuff. So what is God doing? God is doing what God has always done. God is saving. God is rescuing. God is blessing. God is providing. God is judging. God is healing. God is enlightening. There is a spiritual war in progress in our world, an all-out battle. There is evil and cruelty, unhappiness and illness. There is superstition and ignorance, brutality and pain. God is in a continuous and energetic battle against all of it. You see, God is for life and against death. God is for love and against hate. God is for hope and against despair. God is for heaven and against hell. There is no neutral ground in the universe. Every square foot of space is contested. And every one of us is enlisted on God's side of this contest. Yes, you, children of God, you are a saint, not a cogwheel. You are the blessing that God creates, not a cogwheel. You are what God imagines when this world is in hurt or in hope, that you will show up on the front lines of those places where God most needs us to go to work in bringing life and hope to the world. We are saints, not cogwheels. And so this week, in every day of life, no matter how short or how long, whatever this life looks like, point to that. Saints, not cogwheels. All right, church, good day.